So last week we caught up with Simone and all the wonderful productions that are happening at the Artscape Theatre and offsite in celebration of Youth Month. And we're catching up with the ever youthful Simone this week to hear what's on at the theatre. Simone, welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. And always we sit like little kids, wide-eyed and in wonder of what we're going to hear from you about what's happening at the theatre.
Good day, Janet, and obviously good day to all the jet setters and that's always listening in and tuning in. And I must say, we at Artscape are really honored by our jet setting patrons and our jet setters that support Artscape and support the theatre. So this week, it's dance, 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 and more dance at Artscape. We've got the New World Dance Theatre.
Nothing better than moving to keep warm, right, in this
Absolutely,
cold
moving our
weather.
feet. And these productions, dance productions, it's contemporary dance, but they're quite interesting. The first one on the 25th of June is called Messiah, and it is presented by the New World Dance Theatre, the New World Dance Theatre production. It's a theatre production based on the Cape Flats area, and the work is choreographed by renowned choreographer Marlon Zotman. It's a contemporary dance work that investigates the human spirit of a higher force needing to have faith in something greater. And Messiah recounts the narrative of individuals' excursion through hard and tempting times. And Janet, I'm sure that we can all relate, and all the jet setters can relate, that there are times that we go through that's hard. We maybe lose somebody that we loved, or we've got a bit of a financial knock. And obviously, there's lots of tempting times, especially those times when we are tempted to have that extra cake, putting on the calories. And this is a dance production that will take us to those times when we have those hard and tempting times. And how do we find within ourselves, within our spiritual selves, how do we find healing?
Well, Simone, I think you've touched on something quite significant. I think every single one of us has challenges, ups and downs. Winston Churchill called it the black dog that followed him around. But in these trying times, I think mental health and wellness is so pivotal to our well-being that being able to see that, hey, it's just not me, this is a shared phenomenon, gives a certain level of comfort. So it's great that we're expressing ourselves through dance and addressing mental health, which is a huge conversation, not just now, but always.
Absolutely. Then continuing with dance on the 26th of June at also at 19:30, there's Dancing Against All Odds. The name says it all. Janet, there are, as you well know, and I'm sure a lot of jet setters know as well, there are quite a number of dance schools dotted across the Cape Peninsula or Cape Town, whether it be on the Cape Flats, whether it be in Khayelitsha, whether it be in someone's backyard garden that they're starting up a dance school. And we know, talking about challenges in the previous that addresses the previous dance production, Messiah, we know the challenges that so many dance schools, even professional dance schools, are facing when it comes, especially when it comes to funding, and especially when it comes to premises or studios that they can hone their craft in. You know, Janet, coming back to because we're in Youth Month, and coming back to the youth productions which we spoke about last week that we had at Artscape, which was the almost 3,000 students with the Career Expo and the jazz soloist, the three to 4,000 youth that came through to Artscape on that Career Expo day, they could have gone onto the streets because they were from all over, mostly from the Cape Flats area. They could have gone on the streets. They could have committed crime. They could have done drugs. They could have put a gun in their hand, but they chose to put a career in their hand. And this is exactly the same as what these dance schools across the peninsula are doing. They are taking the kids off the street and honing their dance skills so that they can live a productive life. And this Dancing Against All Odds, as I say, the name encapsulates it all, because it shows it's the vibrant celebration of the resilience of dance studios across Cape Town, showcasing diverse styles and unity. And it seeks to champion youth empowerment through electrifying performances. And all of these schools continue, and they dance, they keep on dancing against all the odds stacked against them.
Simone, what's so significant for me is what you just said. I think that is so powerful that young people made a conscious choice to do something else, to invest in themselves. Because goodness knows the temptations out there are paramount. And the fact that they could be in the safe space reiterates firstly their commitment to their own development, but also sends out a strong message that Artscape really is a space for the people. There's a comfort
Absolutely.
level that people feel when they're there. They feel like they're coming home. You know, they're just coming to care. I mean, we certainly feel it. Some of our jet setters were there the weekend and they know every nook and cranny, where's the closest bathroom, which side you can get a quick coffee. It's wonderful because it means that it's a home for all.
Definitely a home for all. And then we conclude this week's channel on the 27th, also at 19:30, is the production Born Freeze. And that name also speaks for itself. It's also another success story of the New World Dance Theatre, of their decade-long commitment to dance excellence. And this visionary project unites the youth from the Western Cape Education Department Arts Focus Schools. And these arts focus schools were actually also to be seen last week at the school's jazz band. But this time it is when they obviously showcase their prowess in music. But this time the Western Cape Education Department Arts Focus Schools will showcase their prowess in contemporary dance. So those are all the productions that's on until the 27th of June or until the end of the month. And of course, Bluey's Big Play is still running at Artscape until the 6th of July. So those are the exciting productions, hip hop happening at Artscape, and we would invite those who really love contemporary dance to come and enjoy these productions all at Artscape, the theatre of choice.
Well, Simon, what a wonderful tribute to youth. What a way of showcasing. We are very excited. I must say, I left the theatre on a high, as I usually do, but feeling so comforted that our youth are really, I mean, if you closed your eyes at the jazz, it could have been Bob Dylan, it could have been Alvin Dyers. It was
Absolutely.
amazing. It was amazing. So, looking forward to seeing the dance moves coming up later in the month. And definitely a wonderful way for young people to come and claim that space and enjoy what's on at the theatre.
Definitely see everybody at the theatre to come and enjoy the arts.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us this week, Simon.
Always
Wonderful
a
always to
pleasure.
chat to you.